So we'll be reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita today, and this is the verse. Prayojana Prabhu was asking which verse it will be. So we'll be reading from the fifth chapter of the Adi Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and we'll read a few verses here to begin with. By his mercy, I have attained the shelter of the great personality, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. And by his mercy, I have found the refuge of Sri Swarup Damodar. Purport. Anyone desiring to become expert in the service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna should always aspire to be under the guidance of Swarup Damodar Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami. To come under the protection of the Goswamis, one must get the mercy and grace of Nityananda Prabhu. The author has tried to explain this fact in these two verses. So we're just going to continue reading a bit. By the mercy of Sanatan Goswami, I have learned the final conclusions of devotional service. And by the grace of Sri Rupa Goswami, I have tasted the highest nectar of devotional service. All glory to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, by whose mercy I have attained Sri Radha Govinda. So anyone has any idea why we're reading these verses? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is speaking, yes? Definitely. Why is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami speaking these verses? Because it's the absolute truth. We need to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Yes? Any other reasons? Yes, Bhakta David? Yes, and he's also encouraging us that we have to take shelter of the Goswamis. And in order to get the mercy of the Goswamis, again, we have to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Yes. Perfect, yes. So this is interesting. Prayojana Prabhu was mentioning how the section of the Bhagavatam we're reading at the moment is so nice, and he said, I hadn't realized, I'd forgotten there was so much Mahabharat in this section. So as I was preparing for the class, and I was, you know, reading different things about these exalted personalities, this pastime came up, and I couldn't quite remember the pastime. And then it said it was in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and I thought, God, I don't even remember that. Then it's in the section about Lord Nityananda, and I was like, oh my God. And so I read the entire pastime, and it's all laid out there. How Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami became inspired to go to Vrindavan. And this is something that all of these personalities today have in common, one of many, that they all left where they were and eventually went to Vrindavan. And of course, in a few days, we'll be starting the month of Kartik, I believe, Saturday, correct? Yes. So we'll all be going to Vrindavan. So we're all already in Vrindavan, because Vrindavan is not a physical place. It is a state of consciousness. So the story is that there was one personality, a great devotee of Lord Nityananda, and his name, Miniketan Ramdas. Miniketan Ramdas. And it was described that he was always in such ecstasy and the glorification of Lord Nityananda, that anyone who looked into his eyes would start to shed tears of ecstasy, because his eyes were always moist with tears of ecstasy because he was glorifying Lord Nityananda. But as some of the associates of Lord Chaitanya, and especially Lord Nityananda, some have habits that we might not find in our devotee community that we would even want to allow. One thing that Miniketan Ramdas used to do is he would play a flute. And when he got into ecstasy, he would sometimes whack people with the flute. So who here would like to get whacked by the flute of Miniketan Ramdas? Yes, of course. But if one of the devotees here went into ecstasy and started whacking us with their water bottle, we probably would not feel such ecstasy. But Minakain Ram Das was at a ceremony with Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was having a 24-hour kirtan, as described. And many devotees had gathered, and Minakain Ram Das showed up on the scene and was dancing in ecstasy and whacking people with his flute. And some people were offering obeisances. Actually, everyone was offering obeisances, except for there was Gunarnava Mishra. Gunarnava Mishra, who was the pujari, he was thinking, this guy is a bit wacky. And it's described that he had little faith in Lord Nityananda. But he was offering puja, as described. He still was offering within his heart. He was offering respects. But Minakain Ram Das, he quoted this verse. He said, oh, just look, because he didn't offer respects to Minakain Ram Das. He said, look, we have found another Romaharshan Sutta. He said, here is another Romaharshan Sutta. Everyone else is offering obeisances, but you're too good to offer obeisances to me. So he kind of cursed him, chastised him. But then as Minakain Ram Das was leaving the kirtan, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's brother also disrespected him and basically said, more or less it came to the point where he had deep faith in Lord Chaitanya, but he had no faith in Lord Nityananda. Because Lord Nityananda was a bit of an avadut. It's very difficult to understand the actions and qualities of an avaduta. So at this point, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and his brother got into an argument. And so it looks like it doesn't just happen in ISKCON, it goes way back. So they got into a disagreement, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was declaring boldly that no, if you believe in Lord Chaitanya but you do not accept Lord Nityananda, then this is a bogus philosophy. And he started quoting verses explaining that they're non-different from each other. They're like Krishna and Balaram, like the sun and the moon. So many verses he's quoting. And he says, if you hold on to this philosophy, it is the, Prabhupada used to quote this, it's the half-hen philosophy. Everyone knows the half-hen philosophy, right? That we want to get what comes out of the backside of the hen, but we don't want to put into the front side of the hen, right? So then the farmer cut off the head of the chicken, thinking, I'll just get the eggs and I won't have to pay for the food to feed the chicken. And so Prabhupada quotes this very often and refers to this as the half-hen philosophy. It can't be half-half. You have to take the whole package. So like this, he defeated his brother. And that night in Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's dream came an exalted personality. Anyone knows who that personality was? Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda, let me see if I can get to it quickly. He quoted a famous verse. Where is it? Yeah, here it is. Ari Ari Krishna Das Na Kara Habai Vrindavana Yaha Tanhe Sarva Labyahai. Oh, my dear Krishna Das, do not be afraid. Go to Vrindavan, for there you will attain all things. So, of course, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was a family man, but older in age. And with this instruction, it's described the next day, he more or less went to Vrindavan. He left his home and went on to Vrindavan, completely renounced everything and went to Vrindavan, and immediately he connected with the Goswamis there in Vrindavan. And they used to sit and listen to one exalted personality speak. I think it was I can't remember his name, but one personality was regularly reciting Chaitanya Bhagavat. And all the devotees would sit and listen. And after some time, because Krishnadas Kaviraj had also gotten very close association with Raghunath Das Goswami. So Raghunath Das Goswami is one of the personalities whose disappearance day it is today. And he was the spiritual master of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And so he got a lot of his association. And the thing is that Raghunath Das Goswami had also had a lot of association with another exalted personality. Anyone knows who that is? Yes, Swarup Damodar Goswami, who is the personal secretary of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so it's explained that actually Chaitanya, when Raghunath Das Goswami went to be with Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya literally put Swarup Damodar and Raghunath Das together, and he said, you know, stick with Swarup Damodar, he will look after you. And so they became very, very close associates. And it's explained by Bhaktivinoda Thakur that Swarup Damodar Goswami had Raghunath Das memorize certain verses from his diary about the life of Lord Chaitanya, which I don't think it was one or two. It was many, many verses. And later, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami took those verses, and this is the foundation for which he wrote the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we know, Srila Prabhupada performed a miracle task by getting the whole book created and presented, I think, inside of 3 months. And the devotees, any devotees who were present for that marathon, know that it was very intense. Devotees described that they were literally painting the pictures for the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and the artists would have been going for like 8, 9, 10, 12 hours, and they would literally start to fall asleep, and they would just put them in the bed and get another artist to finish the paintings. And I think even as they were scanning, trying to scan some of the paintings for the book, the paintings were still wet. So the devotees were just moving at a phenomenal pace to do this. But this Chaitanya Charitamrita was so important to Srila Prabhupada because it was also very important to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained that actually if all the books in the entire world were destroyed except for two, three, you say. I read two. Which three? He didn't mention Gita. Huh? First three, then two, then one. Okay. Where I read it, it didn't mention the Gita. It mentioned first Bhagavatam, but we can say Gita. Three, then it could be two, Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then even if the Bhagavatam disappears and you're only left with Chaitanya Charitamrita, then this is the perfection of life because actually it encompasses all the highest philosophy of bhakti, of the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So like this, Chaitanya Charitamrita was written by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, as we see here, and he considered it simply an appendix. He considered the Chaitanya Charitamrita as an appendix to Chaitanya Bhagavat. And in the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita, perpetually he's glorifying Vrindavan Das Thakur, comparing and explaining he is non-different from Srila Vyasadeva. Jai Shishi Radha Gokula Nanda Ki Jai Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai Shishi Gorni Tai Ki Jai. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was extremely elderly when he started writing the Chaitanya Charitamrita. In fact, there are many, many quotes where he says that as he's writing, his hand is shaking so bad he can hardly keep the pen, or not exactly a pen, but keep the quill on the paper, on the leaves or whatever he was using to write on. And so, and so many places, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also exemplifies such immense humility. He considers himself lower than a worm in stool, and you know, undeserving of any respect or appreciation. So really epitomizing this Trinadapi Suniche Na Toodapi Sihishuna Amani Namani Dena verse. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is such an exalted personality, and the Acharyas and scripture explains that on these days, by meditating on these personalities, we actually can get, I think it's like 1% of their qualities. If we really meditate on these personalities on these auspicious days, then we can acquire. So 1% of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's immense qualities of dedication, devotion, would be very beneficial. Who would like 1% of some of those qualities? Yeah. So another personality we'll move on to is Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. So most devotees, at least for myself, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was a little bit like, oh, I know so much about so many others. But Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was a little bit like, okay, what is actually his whole leela and his story? So anyone knows who his father is? Who is the father of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami? Venkata Bhatta. Incorrect. But that's what I thought too, so it's not, don't feel bad. Because that's Gopal Bhatta, and we often get the Bhattas confused, right? So don't confuse your Bhattas with Paratas or anything else. So yes, that is Gopal Bhatta Goswami's father. But who is the father of Raghunath Bhatta? Perfect. Thank you, Prabhu. Tapan Mishra. So Tapan Mishra. So Lord Chaitanya first met Tapan Mishra. Of course, Raghunath Bhatta was very dear to, all of them are very dear to Lord Chaitanya. This is another thing that is there. Of course, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami primarily focused on Lord Nityananda, but he dedicated so much of his life to writing Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, his father Tapan Mishra, first met Lord Chaitanya in East Bengal. Lord Chaitanya had gone there to meet with some pandit. And Tapan Mishra was at a stage in his life where he had not really become convinced of bhakti. He was in the process, but he was praying deeply to the Lord to please give me some insight, some realization. Help me to understand deeply, to convince me more deeply. And he was approaching the Lord in this way. And that night also, a very elevated being appeared in his dream and said to him that tomorrow you will meet a person named Nimai Pandit and you should seek his association and he will give you all that you desire. And so the next day he came upon Lord Chaitanya, Nimai Pandit, and they had this conversation, and Nimai instructed him in so many ways in the philosophy of bhakti and basically converted his heart to Vaishnavism, to Gaudiya Vaishnavism, to the process of pure devotional service. And he wanted to stay with Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya was coming back to Navadvip, but he said, no. He said, don't worry, in the future we will meet. And we will meet where? Anyone remembers where did they meet again? Yes, which is where? Yeah, Varanasi or Kashi or Benares, whichever one you want to call it. So they met later. He said, we'll meet later there. So they did. And when he came again, they met kind of mystically by some bathing ghat. Lord Chaitanya was chanting, Hari, Hari, and all these people. Hari, 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 Hari. And Tapan Mishra was like, oh, is that, could it be Lord Chaitanya? And so he went and he met him and they embraced, and he immediately invited Lord Chaitanya back to his house, to his place, and they immediately began to feed him opulently. And when they came in, they were bathing his feet and so much. And that at that time, Raghunath Bhatta was just a babe, just a small boy. And Tapan Mishra put him at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. And it's described that he began to massage Lord Chaitanya's feet. And after prasad, he was massaging his feet just as a little boy, and Lord Chaitanya went to sleep. And so in this way, he stayed there, I think, for like 9 days or something like that. And then he went off and came back en route to Jagannath Puri. He stopped by again. And again, they wanted to go with him to Jagannath Puri, but he said, he instructed them, no, you stay here. He said, but Raghunath Bhatta should remain a brahmachari. He should not marry. And when he comes of age, you should send him to Jagannath Puri. So many years passed. Raghunath Bhatta came of age. Not sure what coming of age means. 15, 16. In those days, could have meant 13. I doubt if it meant 18. But anyway, he sent Raghunath Bhatta to Jagannath Puri to meet Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya was in ecstasy when he saw him. He was calling out, Raghunath! 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 Oh, Raghunath! And he embraced him and he began talking. Tell me about Chandrasekhar Acharya. Tell me, Tapam Mishra, you know, how are your parents? And he was glorifying his parents. He said, your mother cooks so nicely. They fed me with such love and devotion for so many days. And he stayed there for, I think, something like 9 months. And he wanted to stay, but Lord Chaitanya sent him back to Kashi. And he said, you should continue to remain brahmachari, but you should go back and do what? Why did he send him back? To take care of his parents. And he said, and when you finish taking care of your parents, then you can come back here again and see me. So this is a repetitive theme, because actually Lord Chaitanya said, when he instructed some other devotees, he said, I can't leave Jagannath Puri because, why can't I leave Jagannath Puri? Because my mother has ordered me to stay here, so I can't leave. So he was sending devotees to Vrindavan to complete his mission in Vrindavan. So he sent Raghunath Bhatta back, and Raghunath Bhatta stayed, looked after his parents until they passed away. But because he had remained brahmachari, he didn't have anything. And immediately, in ecstasy, he went back to Jagannath Puri. And he stayed again for some time with Lord Chaitanya until Lord Chaitanya instructed him to go to Vrindavan. And he said, there you should meet the Goswamis and you should help with the mission. Now, of all the Goswamis, it seems that Raghunath Bhatta is the only one who didn't do something. What didn't he do? He didn't write books. But he was well known. Actually, I forget who it was. Someone called him the Kirtan Acharya because the way he used to recite Bhagavatam verses with different ragas. When he would recite the Bhagavatam, devotees would just sit and weep and cry because he recited with such beauty and his voice was so wonderful. So he just used to sit for hours and recite Bhagavatam shlokas and different ragas. And in this way, he inspired all the devotees. Of course, so many other activities that he was engaged in. He was also responsible for the building of one specific temple. Yes, the Govindaji temple. So he got one of his wealthy disciples to build that temple, which still exists there today. And he himself served as a pujari for Radha Govinda for, anyone knows how many years? 40 years. For 40 years he served the lotus feet of Radha Govinda before he left and departed from this world. So one personality left. Who's the one that's left? Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami is an acharya. He's also known as a specific acharya. Prayojan Acharya, because he is the personification of the perfection of the path of bhakti and renunciation. So, in his childhood, also, he came in contact with Lord Chaitanya at a young age. And there's a whole story there, but we have limited time. But at some point, he ran off to meet Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya also instructed him to do something. What did he instruct him to do? No, this was later. First time when he went as a young man. Go back home. That's right. He said you should go back home and pretend to be a materialist. Why? Because his parents were extremely wealthy. They were like millionaires in that time equivalent to being millionaires in this time. And he said, you should go back home and you should act just like a normal householder. Even though you have so much bhav in your heart, you should keep it all covered. Keep it all inside. Don't act out on it. Just act like a normal householder. So he went back home and he got married. It's described he married a very, very beautiful lady. And they were together for some time and he was acting in this way. But slowly over time, he was finding it very difficult to conceal his renunciation. And he began living separately in one house. And then his parents started to notice that more and more he was becoming more and more renounced, more internal, less attached to the activities of the family. And like any good son, the parents wanted him to take over the family business and all this thing. But he was just so disinterested. So then his father got, I think it was like 10 guards to guard this place where he was staying so that he couldn't escape. Because he knew that he was just wanted to run off and join Lord Chaitanya. So it's described that there's some pastime, like the family guru or the family priest. He came once and he came with these deities. And he was saying, oh, I'm going traveling on Parikrama and I need someone to look after my deities. So then Raghunath Das Goswami kind of walked out of the building that he was being guarded with this family guru. And because he was with the family guru, all the guards thought, okay, it's no problem. So he just kind of walked out. And then they walked for some time and Raghunath Das took him to some place where a priest could look after the deities. And then he said, yeah, I'm going to head back now. Have a nice trip. And he thought, now is my opportunity. Because Lord Chaitanya had also said, if you act like this after some time, an opportunity will present itself for you to escape and come back here. So he took that opportunity to escape, and evidently he did some tricky maneuvers. He went the opposite direction first for Jagannath Puri, and they sent his parents sent people to Jagannath Puri, but he wasn't there, so they came back, and then he made it to Jagannath Puri later. So he was very, very clever. So he also got the association of Lord Chaitanya. And Raghunath Das just staying in Jagannath Puri for some time, but also again being ordered by Lord Chaitanya to go to Vrindavan. One of his instructions to him was that actually when he came there, he was put in the association of Swarup Damodar. By that time, Lord Chaitanya was already in Gambira. Actually, so he was kind of wrapping up his pastimes. So he put him in the association, and there's one verse. Let me see if I can find this one verse where he instructs Raghunath Das Goswami. I don't have it here. Anyway, he instructed him many different things. I'd have to really look for it. I can't find it now. So he instructed him in different ways. But one of the instructions he gave to him was to eventually go to Vrindavan and help to reestablish the holy places. So he also did that. And he went to Vrindavan not with the intention actually of doing any specific service, but he went there with the intention of doing what? Huh? Nope. His intention in going to Vrindavan was to commit suicide. He was going to throw himself off of Govardhan Hill. So that was his intention, actually, even though Lord Chaitanya ordered it. But he was feeling, again, this mood of such separation that he went to Vrindavan with that intention. And of course, he met Rupa and Sanatan, and they both said, you can't do that. And then they gave him some service. And so many wonderful pastimes. Of course, over time, Raghunath Das became the epitome of renunciation, and that he was only drinking a little bit of buttermilk, or whey, whatever, a little bit each day, like a tiny cupful, each day. And some say after some time it wasn't even each day, it was like every other day. So he kind of cut back. And he used to offer something like, let me see if I can see it, 1,000. He used to chant 64 rounds of japa a day. He would do manasi seva in his spiritual body. He was worshiping a Govardhan Shila, and that Govardhan Shila was given to him by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He would bathe 3 times a day in which kund? Where did he? Yeah, on the bank of Radha Kund, and he would bathe in Radha Kund. And he would offer 1,000 obeisances to Krishna and 2,000 obeisances to the Vaishnavas every day. And it says here, not only did he offer obeisances to them, but he would also embrace them. So like that. It says he would rest how many minutes each day? 90. He would rest for 90 minutes a day. Imagine if you only slept for 90 minutes, you could offer lots of obeisances, chant 64 rounds. But I'm not sure that resting for only 90 minutes a day is possible for many of us. So 90 minutes a day. And some days he didn't rest at all. And he would keep his mind on the eternal associate. So it says here, keep in mind, however, when an eternal associate of the Lord externally rests, internally he continues serving the Lord. So even while he was sleeping for those 90 minutes, he was engaged in service. And he only ate 1 leaf cup, 100 grams of buttermilk a day. Like that. So he did write, and he wrote 3 books. Anyone knows the names of those 3 books? Yeah, that's part of a larger book, which is called Stavavali. Stavavali, which includes Manashiksha and Vilip Kusamanjali. He also wrote 2 other books. The Pearl Pastime book, Mukta Charit, and Dan Kali Chintamani. Bhaktivinoda Thakur refers to him in his Jayava Dharma. He says, Raghunath Das Goswami showed the esoteric method of engaging oneself in the loving service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. So he performed. Anyway, there's lots of other pastimes. So, Gaur Ganodesh Deepika says that Raghunath Das Goswami was which one of the primary manjaris serving Srimati Radharani? Rati Manjari, also known as Rasa Manjari or Banumati. And Gaur Ganodesh Deepika says that Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was who? Raga Manjari. And they're all the primary manjaris. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Where is this? Anyone knows? Yes, Kasturi Manjari. Yes, Kasturi Manjari. Okay, sorry I've gone over time. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami ki jai. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami ki jai. Raghunath Das Goswami ki jai. Nitai Gaura Premanandi. Hari Hari Bol.